USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. Donald Trump on Saturday said he had no interest in returning to Twitter, even as a slim majority voted in favor of reinstating the former U.S. president. Slightly over 15 million Twitter users voted in the poll, with 51.8% voting in favor of reinstatement. The people have spoken. Trump will be reinstated, Musk tweeted. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris visits the Philippines this week in the Biden administration's latest high-level engagement with America's oldest Asian ally and an increasingly vital strategic partner as tensions rise with China over Taiwan. Jubilant Ukrainians rolled into Kherson by train on Saturday for the first time in more than 8 months as residents of the newly liberated southern city greeted them on the platform with flowers and national flags. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.